The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People might have seen this announcement that the National Development Plan is up for review. So this is one big part of the Project Ireland 2040. And it's kind of a long wish list, the National Development Plan, if people want to spend a bit of time going through it. You've got everything from Metrolink and Dart Plus and Bus Connects and M20s and M17 and other roads. You've got broadband interconnectors. You've got grid upgrades. You've got Rosslare Europort expansion. You've got housing. You've got social infrastructure. You've got hospitals. You've got schools. We've got the money to do all of this, but can we do it? Brian Caulfield is a professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Brian, how realistic is that list that I just read off?
Even less. I'm even less convinced now you've read it off like that. But
so, that's only a bit of it.
That's only a bit of it. And you did mention the 300,000 houses or the hundreds of thousands of houses that also need to be retrofitted. My fear is that, say, for example, in public transport, which would be my bailiwick, say, for example, in Dublin and in Cork, we want to deliver over 60 kilometres of light rail in 15 years. It took us 25 years to deliver 40. Even if we were able to do it, and even if we were able, everyone was all shoulders to the wheel, it's where are the workers going to live? Where are we going to get the workers? So, for example, say Metrolink will need about 8,000 construction workers while it's being constructed. And I think, was it during the week that the government came out and said 80,000 construction workers are needed? So for Metrolink alone, it's 10% of that workforce. So when you add all of the projects up, you get to a very, very high euro number, but you also get to a very high kind of cost in terms of the capacity of the sector to deliver.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's good that these types of plans are ambitious, but the ambition should be grounded in some reality. And when you do the maths, the basic maths, I mean, I would suggest that we're kind of beyond the realms of reality, are we?
In public transport, I would say definitely. If public transport was the only thing that had to be done, I would say
maybe we could do it.
It's the equivalent of Dublin looking to host the Olympics. We have to do everything kind of everywhere all at once to fix the city, to enable it for the population that we expect to be in it in the next 20 years. So that's kind of where we're at. And as I said, all of the other things as well will just, I think, knock it out. We should be ambitious. We should definitely be ambitious. But a lot of the projects you mentioned there were in the previous National Development Plan, the week before that as well. And they keep getting bounced between very glossy brochures.
So the question then is what projects you prioritise from that list. And everybody will have their own that they want to prioritise. There'll be plenty of people listening, and perhaps you're one of them who would say, listen, you know, bus connects and the like, and these are going to be transformative for the capital city. There'll be people who do no business in the capital city and they'll say, to hell with bus connects, give us our light rail system in Cork or Galway, or finish the M20 that's been promised for God knows how many years. It might not be public transport at all. People are terrified of kind of infrastructural deficits when it comes to the national grid and Irish water, and I think that's, forget all the other glossy stuff above the ground, put all the money in the ground.
Yeah, there's a lot of very kind of serious political decisions that need to be made, and where do we put the priority? And say, for example, in Galway by 2040 we expect the cost of congestion to triple, the same in Waterford and to Dublin and Cork. So those cities are going to become much more congested. When do we start to build this public transport? In Dublin, to do what we plan to do, will get us to a bare minimum. It won't get us even to a 50% reduction in emissions. It will get, will reduce congestion somewhat, but it's to a bare minimum for the population that we'll have in 2040 and 2050.
So, I mean, it's labour force constraints are the big problem. I mean, there's lots of problems. I mentioned how much money we have. I mean, that money will disappear fairly quickly. You look at the budget for, say, Metro North or Metrolink or whatever the latest name of it is, and it gobbles up all of the Apple tax money plus the NAMA money that we were promised today. So all of that has gone just on that, and that might not even be enough to cover it. Never mind anything else. Then you've got planning delays, you've got zoning to do with, say, with housing or other social infrastructure that you need. But if you can work your way through all of that, we just don't have the people to build all of this, do we, in the time frame?
I do. Yeah, we definitely don't have the people to do it within a 15-year time frame. Yeah.
And we don't have the space to put people from abroad to do it either.
Exactly. And countries that have done this well, say, for example, Madrid is a good example. They scheduled all their public transport projects. So say, for example, when we're building Metrolink, when certain components of that are finished, we can move the engineers on to, say, the Lucan extension or to Cork for a light rail. So we need to kind of package them all together, that we can knock off one project after the other, that we don't lose the kind of the skill sets around these projects as they come to fruition. And I think that's going to be the big issue.
And so I mentioned at the outset, there's this review happening of it. Is that what you would like to see, that a future version of the National Development Plan, that they're no longer this kind of glossy list of great projects that sound brilliant on paper and excite the electorate, that actually maybe you've got more detail and you've got a time frame and it's all thought out in advance. So in a way that you kind of dovetail projects.
Precisely. And it doesn't have to be to the day or even to the month, probably not even the year.
Yeah.
But that there's some effort that's put in to do something like that. And I think one of the things that's maybe missing as well is in past decades has been ambition. It was this year's the 100th anniversary of construction starting on Ardna Crusha. Ardna Crusha was a project of national significance. And at the time, government weren't kind of hemming and hawing, going, who's going to get the benefit out of this? And they weren't worried about what would happen. 100 years on, we're still getting the benefit of it. But the issue is we probably need 10, 12 projects the size of Ardna Crusha. So it's a national, it's almost kind of the shoulder to the wheel in the same way as we did in COVID to rebuild for what we need in terms of climate, first of all, congestion and the population we're expecting.
And to what extent has there been a backlog of these caused by, you know, several years of almost no capital spending post-crash? Is that what some of this is? Is that we're playing catch-up?
We are playing catch-up. So say, for example, Metro North, when that was cancelled, all of the skill set that was around that project left. And it's not as if there's, you know, there's only a certain number of people that can deliver and design projects like that. And we left them go. And I know the head of Metro Link said one of the things that he's very fearful of is the fact that the international market will take us seriously. We've cancelled this before. And he also said that he felt that government weren't as behind it as perhaps he expects and has seen in other countries. And I would agree with that. You don't see the kind of, like, say, for example, the kind of national movement that we had around Ardna Crusha around all of these different types of projects. So I think ambition is perhaps lacking at the moment in government for this.
It'll take a degree of you know, political bravery to do what you're suggesting, isn't it? To set out a timescale, even a loose timescale, because something has to be top of the list of the timescale. And ergo, something has to be bottom of the list. And again, I'll give some of the example I mentioned. I mean, it's easy to say, right, we'll do Metro North. We'll get that done. And as aspects of that project wind down, then we can kind of divert some of those engineers and some of that expertise towards the light rail system in Cork, but not Galway. And then Galway. And then we'll get some of those kind of transport infrastructural experts to work on the M20 or what have you. But you're pushing all of those things down the line.
You are. And the thing in terms of a political perspective, and I'm not a political scientist, the nice thing about the motorway network was it hit a huge amount of constituencies and ministers right across the country. This is not going to do that. We're going to spend whatever it is now, 10, 12 billion on a line to the airport, which is the biggest spend we've ever done on an infrastructural project. And then, you know, I would argue perhaps the next project that's needed is the Luke and Lewis line. And that has been talked about as long as the Metro system has.
Mm.
And then Cork. So it's looking at all of those ducks and how you get them in a row. And
yeah.
Equally around, as I said, everything else.
Yeah. I mean, politically, there is no way on God's green earth the government is going to build Metro North and then the Lucan line and then Cork.
I suppose if you looked at it from, if you took politics out of it and you looked at it from a dispassionate perspective, Lucan Lewis is much further along in terms of planning. Finglas Lewis is probably the next line, and that's taken a decade to build. It will have taken a decade to build 4 kilometres of light rail, practically through a field. So that's another thing, I suppose, the planning of these and our history in delivering them gives me an awful lot of concern if it ever happens.
Is there a way, when you look at other jurisdictions, of removing the politics from it to a degree? Are there countries that plan this better, that it's more civil service or public service led than it is in this country?
So other countries that do this have much stronger local government. So say, for example, in London or in Paris, they're building an awful lot of public transport infrastructure and they have one person with a mandate that's delivering that. And hopefully we'll see that down in Limerick. And there's an awful lot of ambitious plans around the directly elected mayor in Limerick. And that's something that could push it forward. But I think, I suppose, in terms of a directly elected mayor, the projects we're talking about billions that would always have to come at a national level for that to be delivered. And I suppose, like, the volume of money, it would be like, I think the cost of the Paris Olympics was about 9 billion. So it's multiples of that that we require for our cities and towns.
Anyway, listen, it's sobering stuff, but important nonetheless. Brian, thanks a million for coming into us. Brian Caulfield is a professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. And listen, people are already getting in touch with their old pet projects. What should be top of the list? The twin track rail line from Belfast to Rosslare should be the priority, says one of our listeners. Somebody else says, I'm tired about hearing in Metro North. I'm just tired of it. I don't think it'll ever be done. And plenty of people suggesting we get the Chinese in to do the metro, the same as they did in Estonia. They'll build it on time and under budget. I don't know where all those Chinese workers are going to live while they're here building it. That might be the issue. Apartments, folks, apartments, says somebody else. That is number one. Apartments in cities, not houses sprawling, but apartments build up. Nothing else can happen without homes because no one can do the work if there's nowhere to live.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.